Watch, Chicago's pro-migrant mobs throw rocks, shoot fireworks, harass law enforcement officers. By Warner Todd Houston on October 29, 2025. Activists for illegal aliens in Chicago are increasing their harassment, obstruction, and attacks as law enforcement officers try to carefully extract illegal migrants for required deportations. The increasingly dangerous conditions faced by Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) in Chicago continue to grow worse as activists for illegal migrants increase their violent attacks. And more video showing that is making its way to social media every day. Along with the use of rocks and bottles as weapons, violent activists are also increasingly using professional-grade fireworks against ICE agents in Chicago, causing the risk of hearing loss, eye damage, and burns. ICE agents being pummeled by bricks and rocks, and the propagandist fake news and the corrupt criminal left are calling it a peaceful protest. pic.twitter.com/jumlxtmco8. Hatton, America is back, Echnada, June 9, 2025. Will the Chicago Tribune report on the video evidence of violent rioters launching artillery shell fireworks at law enforcement and throwing rocks at Chief Bovina? Echndrop, at Largeca. See for yourself. pic.twitter.com/phil7opcncx. Trisha McLaughlin, at Trisha Ohio, October 28, 2025. But perhaps even more dangerous, activists are using cars and trucks to ram ICE vehicles, or to box agents in and block their paths so they are ensnared in a cordon of violent protesters. Beware of this kind of media manipulation. 1. Recklessly unhinged woman, with child in car, purposely drives into federal agents detaining alien. 2. Federal agent pulls gun. 3. Recklessly unhinged woman plays victim and cries to media. 4. Media only posts. 2. And 3. pic.twitter.com/9coupnxtlrc. Alexander Lagerbauer, at Lagerbauer, October 27, 2025. Insanity. Dummy Dora brings her children with her as she drives around as one of Aurora's patrol vehicles where they are tasked impeding and obstructing DHS agents. What kind of a mother would bring her children along her to commit crimes against federal agents? pic.twitter.com/1tz8hffvub. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, October 29, 2025. Law and order will triumph in Chicago. Yesterday, Border Patrol agents conducted enforcement operations near 27th and Whipple Avenue. A large crowd of 75 to 100 rioters surrounded law enforcement, who set up a perimeter after agents were boxed in by a large box truck. Rioters then. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, October 24, 2025. The encouragement by city and state Democrats to face down immigration officials is spurring an increasing number of confrontations, many of which quickly turn violent. This male has a complete meltdown when his brother is detained in Old Irving Park. All these sidewalk lawyers think federal agents have to get off their property when they are in the process of pursuing or detaining a suspect. The ignorance is astounding. pic.twitter.com/int5sjs1br. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, October 28, 2025. Chaos in Old Irving Park, after DHS agents detained multiple illegal aliens. Local residents formed a mob to harass the agents as usual. One lady with a dog throws something at the agents and is in the process of being detained before the officer is mobbed. pic.twitter.com/pd4sipfneo. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, October 28, 2025. DHS agents detained an illegal alien at the Washland Laundromat in West Chicago while a young loudmouth Lupe performs her usual antics, but in the end, she becomes Meltdown Maria. All the loudmouth loops in the world can't stop these deportations. Another one bites the dust. pic.twitter.com/6nviskv0l. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, October 28, 2025. Pandemonium in a Chicago neighborhood as a violent mob attacks federal officers/vehicles following an apparent coordinated terror attack on ICE agents today that led to the shooting of an armed woman, for DHS. Follow Border Hawken at wit_Lyman for updates. pic.twitter.com/hi6vigmx. Border Hawk, at Border Hawk News, October 4, 2025. A barking herd of Karens descended on DHS agents with a delusional sense of entitlement. DHS should have a policy to not engage with the local Karen livestock unless they come too close or impede or obstruct. pic.twitter.com/sma5viewer0f. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, October 28, 2025. Many Chicagoans, though, are very unhappy that Mayor Brandon Johnson and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker are fomenting insurrectionary acts against federal law enforcement. Alert, Chicago resident tell Mayor Brandon Johnson the community supports ICE and they are coming for his seat, exposing what she calls his fake black facade. pic.twitter.com/squawhawk. EXXALERTS, at XAlerts, October 21, 2025. The Green Machine is bringing the energy to Chicago. These fine Chicagoans got fist bumps instead of handcuffs. With Chicago's support, Operation Midway Blitz will be here until we accomplish our mission. #CBP #DHS #USBP #BorderPatrol #OpMidwayBlitz #ChicagoPic.twitter.com/s84kick56. Commander Op at Large CA Gregory K. Bovina, at Comdrop at Large CA, October 8, 2025. As the wife of a recently retired CPD officer, I have to say, at Chicago's mayor, at Gov Pritzker, at Kwame Raoul, at Tony Preckwinkle, and these aldermen should be held accountable. Their unconstitutional sanctuary city policies are aiding and abetting illegal alien criminals, and pic.twitter.com/m0pt9. Danielle Carter, at Danic 44, October 8, 2025. If troops are sent to my city to make it safe, I welcome it. Americans love what Trump is doing. pic.twitter.com/macayo8d1n. Tony, at Tonics 2, October 8, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.